This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. I was told we really have them this time. Offensive lineman for the Atlanta Falcons, former Oregon State offensive lineman, as the Falcons head to Seattle this week, and you can catch that game here on 1080 The Fan. Andy Levitre, you can find him on Twitter at Levitre. Andy joins us on the Guild Mortgage mobile hotline. Andy, thanks for calling in, man. We really appreciate it. Instead of interviewing you in the last segment, we started talking about offensive linemen, and my co-host brought up a point, and I'm just kind of curious to get your thoughts on it, being in the league for 8 years now. Offensive linemen, you guys never get to touch the ball, and you like willingly participate in football games. What do you get out of being an offensive lineman day in and day out?
It's one of those things where you take pride in what you do, you know? It's a craft, something you can work on every day. It's being unselfish and doing something for the greater good of our team, our offense, being able to win games and contribute in that manner. So although we don't get to touch the ball a lot and don't have a lot of stats, it's really cool to be a part of that.
Have you ever had the chance to score? We got into a whole conversation about fat guy touchdowns and how awesome they are. Have you ever scored? Like, have you ever, you know, picked up a fumble and ran it in? Have you ever had that opportunity?
I have not, no. Oh. But I do have 20 tackles.
Ooh.
Interesting fact.
That many interceptions?
What's that?
It was just off of interceptions and fumbles, that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I want to apologize because my co-host just basically called you fat on our radio program, so I just think you're a big guy, so I don't want to go that far. We're talking with Atlanta Falcons offensive lineman Andy Levitre. You have a knee bruise. A lot of people wondering how you're feeling today. Are you ready to go for the game against Seattle?
Yeah, I'm doing good. We just finished practice here the second year at UW, so things are good. Had a crisp practice, so looking forward to the game on Sunday.
Well, I'm curious what's been clicking for you guys, because your offense is the number one offense in the NFL. You guys are rolling right now, big win in Denver. What's the difference for you guys this year versus last year?
I just think, you know, people have really stepped up and taken pride in what they're doing, and, you know, guys put in a lot of work this offseason. And throughout training camp and all that, I think everybody's been really locked in as to what we're doing. And I just think the whole attitude is so much better. And I think as a group, we're so much tighter than we were last year. I mean, you know, it's kind of hard for me to judge how we were as a group last year since I got here last minute. Mm-hmm. But, you know, from being here in the whole off season and kind of, you know, getting to know guys better throughout the off season and into training camp and whatnot, this team is so closely knit. And we do so much together, and we're all so tight that it just makes it so much more fun to play for your brothers on game day. You know, so it's a cool thing. It's pretty unique here.
You know, whenever the conversation comes up in the NFL about toughest defenses or best defenses, Seattle's always right in that mix. Obviously, the Super Bowl speaks for itself. So now you're going through this week, you're game planning to play against them. You know, what's the toughest part about game planning against that Seattle defense, their defensive line, and what's the toughest part about playing against them?
They're tough, man. They got a good front seven. They bring it every snap. I mean, you got to be on your game. They do a really good job. They play hard. So it's really going to be, you know, I think the biggest thing is going to be come down to us being consistent with the things that we're being coached and our game plan and staying focused throughout the entire game. I think those are some of the big things that we're going to need to do on Sunday.
We're talking with Andy Levitre, offensive lineman for the Atlanta Falcons, former Oregon State Beaver. Your head coach is the former DC for Seattle. So I'm curious, in a game like this, has he been in a little more meetings helping you guys recognize things defensively that Seattle likes to do? Or is it a usual game week where maybe he's not talking to the offense quite as much?
He might give the coaches that information and relay it down to us, but, you know, nothing's really been said specifically to us. But the coaches do a good job of breaking down film and helping us out throughout the week, game planning and putting us in the right position to be successful. So I'm sure BQ's done a good job of helping us all out in that aspect.
Hmm.
You know, speaking of coaches, we had a chance a couple of weeks ago to go out to Nebraska and watch the Oregon-Nebraska game and see Mike Riley and catch up with him. Have you been following his success at all this year with the Huskers?
Yeah, I do. I still follow Coach Riley. I'm so thankful for the opportunity that he gave me when I was at Oregon State. That whole staff is so great, and I still keep in touch with some of those guys. So it's really cool to watch them, you know, do their thing out there. Although they're not a part of Beaver Nation anymore, I still have a lot of respect for them and what they do.
Well, if he's still there when your career ends, are you going to be one of the 100 former players that go from Oregon State to becoming Nebraska and going on their staff?
I don't think so. I think after, you know, all my, when I'm done playing football, I'm going to commit my time to my family.
Did you see that picture of him with like a bunch of former Beavers? Did you think that was a little weird seeing all those guys in Husker red?
Are you talking about some of the players that are out there?
Yeah, they had a big team picture the other day that they put all over Instagram and Twitter. I'm just curious if you were able to see that, because it was Mike Riley surrounded by, you know, James Rogers and Agnew and Keaton Kristick. I was curious if you saw it, if you think stuff like that's a little odd to see.
You know, I think I did actually come across that the other day. That's pretty cool, though. I think it just shows you, you know, the kind of character and you know, the amount of respect that people have for Coach Riley and the rest of the coaching staff there. You know, to have guys, regardless of where they're at, they appreciate so much everything that's done for them when they were in school, that they take time to come back and visit them and, you know, go catch up with them. So I think that's a really cool thing.
You know, speaking with, you know, Oregon State, have you had a chance to talk much with Gary Anderson, get to know the new head coach at all, and kind of what do you think about the job he's done now a little over a year into his tenure?
You know, I haven't got a chance to talk to him in person. We texted back and forth a little bit, and, you know, I haven't really made my way out to Oregon State. Gosh, it's been quite a while, but, you know, I feel like when I'm done playing, you know, I'll have more time to go out there and keep an eye on the Beavs, but I always try and follow him when I can, mm-hmm. You know, when we're on the road and I can maybe catch a game late at night or something like that. But, you know, they're a tough team. They've been struggling a little bit, I think, but, you know, I still think they can be resilient and they can push through some of the losses they've had. I think they got some quality guys on that team. I'm sure they're good quality guys like Coach Riley had when he was there. So, you know, I always support them and keep an eye on them.
We're talking with former Beaver and Falcons offensive lineman Andy Levitre. I just saw a thing on King 5 News in Seattle. Said 20,000 people right now in the Seattle area are without power. The wind's coming in pretty strong on the phone call right now. Are you in the middle of a monsoon as we're talking?
No, I'm actually standing in the stadium at University of Washington, but there's probably some wind coming off the lake. It's not terrible, but when we first got in here, it was dumping some rain and a lot windier.
Is that going to affect the game plan at all tomorrow? Because we're going through it here right now in Portland, too, where it's just been nasty. Windstorms, lots of rain. Is that affecting your guys' game plan for tomorrow?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that really plays a part. I think you just have to prepare, you know, prepare the elements as best you can so that you don't have to worry about them on game day. But from what I heard from the weather, it's supposed to pass by Sunday, so I think we should be all right. But, you know, you always got to prepare for the worst.
Can you believe you're an old man in the NFL now?
I don't like to think of myself as that, but I guess some might view that in their eyes.
Has it hit you in the off season? Did it hit you in training camp? And as the season progresses, that you go in, week out, and, you know, on Tuesdays maybe a little more sore than you were maybe 5 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, some things get harder and harder as your career goes on, but, you know, I just try not to let those things bother me. Just continue to focus on, you know, what I can control.
Talking with Andy Levitre, Falcons offensive lineman. I am curious, you're going against Seattle, tough place to play because of the environment. I know the noise is a little different for you guys when you're in the dome because you're on offense, you're a little more quiet, but does playing in the dome and being around noise that loud basically every home game for you, does that help the offense a little bit going into Seattle?
It's usually quieter when we're on the field, so
yeah,
it's harder to get that, but, you know, we played in a couple loud places already this season. I've No, it's a pretty loud place to play. So, you know, I think that just comes down to us staying focused in the game and making sure we're, you know, we're communicating and all being on the same page. I think that's going to be huge for us this week.
Do you want to guarantee a win before we let you go?
What was that?
You want to guarantee a win before we let you go?
I can't say that, but, you know, hey, we're going to play our best and we'll see what's going to happen. You know, I know regardless of what happens, we're going to give our best. So, you know, as long as they give us our theirs, we'll, you know, may the best man win.
All right, man. Get down to Corvallis soon. Go catch a game. It's been a while.
I got to get out there. It's hard to time up during the season.
All right, there we go. Andy Levitre, Falcons offensive lineman, former Oregon State Beaver, in the middle of a tornado right now in Seattle. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Yeah, take it easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.